This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Fair to say, I think, that the uncertainty this pandemic has brought has most of us thinking about what the future might hold. Allow me to suggest, though, that remembering the past might lend some perspective to what our economic future holds. And so we come to today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Josuke Ueda. My business name is Shipodo Fine Arts, and it's based in the San Francisco Bay Area. So my business is predominantly dealing in Japanese and Chinese antiques. My business started as an eBay store around 2007. I just had a collection of antiques. And in the process, a lot of customers were very curious about the history of the piece, the artist. And then slowly that eBay store transitioned to an online platform for people to sort of get more information of what they owned. So during 2020, when the shelter in place was happening, it was really stressful with the changes in smaller ends that makes the business move. It was a sort of a sense of how do I adjust and how do I survive through this? Prior to the pandemic, antique dealers, if they needed merchandise, then they could call other dealers and say, do you have this object? And then a consignment would be done. But predominantly, many of these dealers were very advanced in their age. And so once the pandemic hit, they just end up closing their business for good. And I've lost the opportunity to consign my own objects to dealers that I always consigned with. And Avenues itself was slowly disappearing. Through the pandemic, since the postal service in Japan had shut down and many of the dealers had to transition from public sectors to private sector shipping, so those costs increased for us almost about 2 to 3 times more than what the original cost has been. And if customers can't afford that much, then I have to transition into bulking the shipments. And transit times get lengthened due to that. It could end up being half a month, but prior to the pandemic, waiting times would have been at length 10 days. I want to feel optimistic, but I sort of feel cautious about what's coming next, that I just don't want to make the same mistakes as I would have learned in the past. And I hope for future generations that there will still be a sort of an intellectual interest through the encounter of an antique, that they are able to wonder about different worlds, different places, different moments in past, present, and future.
Ryosuke Ueda. He's the owner of Shipodo Fine Arts up in the San Francisco Bay Area. No matter where you are or what you do, we need you to do this series. Drop us a line, would you? Marketplace.org/myeconomy.